Of course, Your Grace. You need not thank me. It has been no trouble at all accompanying you on your constitutionals this past week. I understand that solitary excursions are not everyone's cup of tea. Some activities are simply more satisfying with company. And, as I believe I've mentioned, Riley hardly objects to going on an extra jaunt, especially on such a lovely street as this. How have these walks been treating you? Have you been feeling any better? Oh, that is wonderful news, Your Grace. I know how difficult it can be to rise from your bed when every inch of you protests even the slightest excursion, but I am proud of you for doing so. No, I am being sincere, Your Grace. Such self-deprecation is highly uncalled for. Believe me when I say there is no shame in just walking to the shops and back. We are stretching our legs and enjoying the day, not training for a marathon. Unless this is your subtle way of telling me that Your Grace would like to join a marathon. I stand corrected. If walking 3 blocks is what you feel comfortable with, then that is all we need do. The fresh air, sunshine, and increased circulation will do wonders for your mood and immune system, regardless of the actual length of the journey. If you don't mind me saying so, it is heartening to see you looking a bit more lively. You've only been at it a week, and already you scarcely resemble the one unhappy version of yourself I met almost a month ago. Yes, it is rather exasperating to learn that there exists a kernel of truth in all that rot about exercise being good for you, isn't it? You have no idea how many health nuts have insisted I could cure my epilepsy if I simply did enough yoga. I used to struggle quite a bit with fatigue. I still do occasionally, although not nearly to the degree I did when I was first diagnosed. So, imagine my irritation when I learned that taking regular walks actually increased my energy levels. Oh, I was furious. So, yes, I know exactly how Your Grace feels. The exhaustion was terrible. Especially during my time at university. I grew afraid of tidying the house, or doing groceries, or doing anything that might make me feel so utterly wretched and worn down. Sometimes I'd make myself try, and then I would end up in bed for days. Are you saying that this level of fatigue sounds familiar? No. No, Your Grace, it is not normal to sleep for 15 hours straight after your exams and still feel exhausted. It is not normal to sleep that much at all. Have you ever spoken to a physician about it? My dear, even if you are just depressed, as you put it, that doesn't mean you don't deserve comfort and care. It's no wonder you've had such a difficult time. Your brain is a living organ. It needs attention and treatment just as much as your heart or liver. It is imperative that we arrange an appointment for you when we return home. Yes, I do insist, Your Grace. It is of the utmost importance. You need not fear. I will help you every step of the way. The process may seem daunting, but I have done it all before. Ah, yes, where was I? When my exhaustion made me struggle to keep up with my studies, I took that extended break I told you about. It was good for me in lots of ways. I learned that overwork and a lack of sleep exacerbated my symptoms, and a sleep study showed that it was actually causing me to have seizures as I dreamed. Horrifying, yes. I expected my doctor to order me to get more rest. Instead, she surprised me by cautioning me against sleeping too much. rankled at first. I thought she was about to launch into a lecture about laziness, but she emphasized that while rest was important, oversleeping would actually make the fatigue much worse. Yes, I know. One of life's sordid little jokes. She maintained that it was crucial for my health that I move around at least a little bit each day, even if it was only walking around the garden for a few minutes. There were days when that was all I could manage, but I did find that I felt significantly better than if I had let myself succumb to temptations of an afternoon nap. It was around then that I found Riley, and she was essential for helping me learn more about my condition. When your body feels as though it may fall apart at any moment, it is a precious, indescribable comfort having a dog who can instantly spot all the signs of a bad episode and knows how to provide assistance. Thanks to her, I grew confident enough to attempt short strolls. They are necessary, after all, when you have an easily bored, high-energy poodle to care for. Seeing her happy and fulfilled made getting out of the house worth it, even on the difficult days. In time, I was able to put my life back together and pursue a career that has brought me more enjoyment than I ever thought possible. I've been privileged to meet and work with some incredible people. And now I work for you. Why do you say it like that? Everyone has their problems, Your Grace, and yours are no burden to me. It is true that most of my clients prefer that I intuitively know their needs, and I will admit that learning their proclivities is one of my favorite things about this profession, but there's nothing wrong with not instantly knowing what you want. No two households are alike, after all, and you have all the time in the world to figure out your preferences. I find that I reinvent myself just a little bit with every new charge I take. Some prefer me to be jovial and chatty. Others prefer that I wear a mask of courteous professionalism. I'm happy to become whatever they need. But with you, I'm finding I'm simply myself. It is most unusual. Everything about this job is unusual. I think that I quite enjoy it. Well, for one thing, I am accustomed to my clients expecting first-rate quality when it comes to my cooking. It is seldom they should ever express delight or even surprise. But to hear you rave about this morning's breakfast, well, you are certainly a joy to cook for. If I succeed in weaning you off the Huel beverages, I may consider opening a restaurant. I hope that Your Grace does not think me rude for saying so, but I was also rather surprised that you were willing to tolerate Riley's presence in your home. I've not met many people who would be willing to show such patience and understanding regarding an animal that causes them no small amount of dread. It would have been all too easy for you to dismiss us then and there. I know that your fear is a difficult thing to overcome. I only hope that you are aware of how much I appreciate that you are even trying. No, I do not think that she takes offense that you give her a wide berth on our walks. I understand that it will take Your Grace some time to adjust. It need not happen overnight. Oh, of course Riley likes you. She brought you your slippers yesterday evening without my prompting, did she not? I will let Your Grace in on a little secret. She usually only does that with me. This is such a quaint neighborhood. So many trees, and all of them in autumn's full flame. The last place I lived wasn't half as picturesque. I would not say it's difficult moving around so much. I am accustomed to it. Growing up, it was a necessity for my father's job, and now it is a necessity for mine. Oh, my father worked as a hydrographic surveyor. He studied currents and tides and made maps of different seabeds, and he had high hopes of me following in his footsteps. Did you imagine I came from a family of valets, Your Grace? What a charming mental image. Sadly, no. My father finds my life's calling a bit too servile for his liking. I've tried to explain that there is nothing unseemly about tending to another's wants and needs, but he refuses to listen to reason. Yes, it is difficult acting against a father's wishes, even at my age. But this is what brings me happiness. I made it clear that he could accept my choice or deny himself the pleasure of my visits. It was not an easy conversation, no, but it was a necessary one. He still takes great joy in grousing about it. I don't think I'll ever stop him doing that, but it lacks the same energy as before. He knows he will never convince me to leave my profession, any more than I can make him approve of it. It is not an ideal situation, no. But so long as he no longer demands that I drop my silly nonsense and take up drawing maps, I'm content. It is difficult for many people to speak to their parents that way. From what little I know of your father, I imagine Your Grace has a harder time than most. But should you find yourself discouraged, I am living proof that such intimidating endeavors are indeed possible. We're almost home. Was there anything in particular Your Grace would like me to prepare for lunch? Perhaps a light garden salad to start, then garlic chicken crepes in a Gruyere bechamel sauce and a side of asparagus? We could pair it with that champagne you picked. Your Grace, please, do not look so glum. You have not yet tried my asparagus. I'm pleased that we managed to get your doctor's appointment squared away. I have found that can sometimes be one of the most difficult parts of the process. I often feel as though a weight has been lifted off my shoulders after I've scheduled mine. I believe dessert is just about done. Easy, girl. It's all right. No. Do not trouble yourself, Your Grace. Allow me. Who the hell are you? The valet, sir. What the fuck? Am I at the right flat? I cannot say. Are you? No, it's the right number. Holy shit, it's so clean, I didn't recognise the place.
Is there something I can help you with, sir?
Not unless you got 50 quid on you, Jeeves.
If you are soliciting charity, may I instead direct you towards St. Cuthbert's Church Hall? Or if you seek guidance in general regarding the disappointing direction your life has taken, the local Citizens Advice Bureau is open from 10 to 4 p.m. on weekdays.
Oh, you're a riot, you are. Just let me past.
I did not grant you permission to enter.
Yeah. Obey your betters, you poncy git. Any more starch and the rod up your ass will snap. There you are. I've been searching high and low for you all week. Since when do you have a bloody butler? Or a dog? I thought you hated dogs. What are you doing? Just sitting there gaping like a fish for... Shut that mutt up, will you? Your Grace is not receiving visitors. I must ask you to leave.
Your Grace? Do you make him call you that or what? Daddy's lessons finally getting to you then.
I said you need to leave.
Let go of my wrist, you overdressed pillock.
We needed you at cards last Friday. The lads and I lost fucking everything. And I still owe Johnson for drinks, and you know how he gets if he thinks you forgot to pay him back. All I need is like 90, maybe 100 quid for this weekend. I know you got it.
No. What do you mean no?
You're daft if you think I'm leaving here without my money.
Riley, back. Stay there.
Did that mongrel just snarl at me?
Oh, that's what you get for no pedigree. Useless fucking mutt.
Kind of like you, ain't it, mate? You don't know your place unless someone else beats it into you, I reckon.
Get out.
Are you just gonna sit there and let the fucking help talk to me like that?
Whoa. I was joking. I was joking. Fine, I'm going. Just give me the money you owe me and... posh arsehole. And stay out. Riley, quiet now. Settle. Good. Stay. Your Grace? Your Grace? Huh. Oh, having a panic attack. Here, Your Grace. Sit with me. Shh. I know. Just take my hands. Grip them tightly. Squeeze. Yes. Don't apologize. Don't think about that right now. I need you to breathe deeply, in and out. Can you do that for me? Yes? Just follow my breathing. In. One. Two. Three. Out. One. Two. Three. Good. Again. In. Out. That's good. That's all I need you to focus on. Keep breathing with me. In. And out. In. And out. Concentrate on each breath. Very good, Your Grace. Listen to me. The danger is gone. He left and I locked the door. You are safe. None of that. You don't owe me any explanations or apologies. Had our positions been reversed, I would have frozen up as well. All that matters is that you stood up to a beastly man, and now he is gone. I'm fine, Your Grace. He barely touched me. And Riley's all right. A little shaken up, perhaps. She's concerned about you, but she's being very good and staying put. If you prefer, I could move her to another room. Very well. She can stay, then. I'm going to get you a glass of water. Is that all right? I'll just be a moment. Ah. The chocolate creme brulees are done. You evicted him just in time. Well done. Here you are, Your Grace. Drink up. While I should be happy to sit with Your Grace at the kitchen table, I hardly mind joining you on the floor like this. We are fortunate that I swept and dusted just this morning. If you are still in the mood for sweets after all that, simply say the word and I shall take your brulee out of the icebox and put on a pot of tea. Look at our Riley. So patient, such a good girl. Yeah. She's waiting for permission to come and see you. She wants to be certain you're all right. Dogs shake themselves like that for much the same reason you might shudder after experiencing a sudden thrill. A trainer once described it to me as shaking off the bad vibes. It's her way of letting you know she feels more relaxed now and is comfortable with being approached. Were I to allow her to come near, she would sniff you for a moment or two just to check you over. She might lick your hands if permitted. Then she'll likely wish to sit near you for a time, but she won't pounce or climb on you. She knows not to do that. Oh, yes, she would enjoy it very much if you petted her. And studies show that cuddling a pet is beneficial for us humans as well. It lowers blood pressure and reduces feelings of loneliness and anxiety. There's nothing quite like experiencing the simple, unquestioning affection of a dog. Are you certain you're comfortable with her coming over, Your Grace? You need not force yourself. Very well. Here, Riley. There's a love. Oh, she's leaning on you. Yes, it means she's very fond of you. Dogs lean on those they trust and crave affection from. It can also mean that she wishes to guard you by putting herself between you and the rest of the world. She's done the same for me on difficult nights. course it's all right. Come here. I'm here for you, Your Grace.